Sometimes you have to glue one together. Shorthanded, a top forward forced to play defense and trailing the Sarnia Sting 3-1 heading into the third period at the Sleeman Center Friday night. The Guelph Storm somehow found a way to pull out a big win. A pair of goals by Matt Poitras tied the game, and then Braden Bowman scored the winner on the power play with 11 seconds left in regulation. Poitras was in on that one too, as it was his wrist shot that Sting goaltender Anson Thornton stopped before Bowman chipped in the rebound. It was a great character win, said Poitras of what was Guelph's third victory this week. We're going to take any win possible. Tonight was kind of ugly, but we managed to come back in the third. We all knew we had to step up. With two key defensemen out with injuries and another, Cam Suprica, falling ill before the game, Guelph was down to five blueliners on the night, which included lightly used Jakob McRae and Zach Sandu. Things got worse midway through the second period when Michael Buckinger was tossed for a post-whistle crosscheck that cut Sarnia's Zach Filick. Sarnia scored twice on the major and then added a third power play goal when Sandu was sent off for boarding. That erased a 1-0 first period lead courtesy of a Jake Carabella shorthanded goal that came when Thornton got caught wandering. With only two experienced defensemen left on the bench, George Burnett turned to forward Danny Zhilkin to fill in on defense in the third, and he performed admirably. Burnett was thrilled with finding a way to win, thrilled with the 30-plus minute efforts of Luca Profaca and Cam Allen on the blue line, and thrilled that Zhilkin answered the call. He was not thrilled with the penalties taken by Buckinger and others. I've been in the game a long time and it was one of the more, I'll say selfish, periods that I've seen, Burnett said. It's just not the way we're going to be successful at any point in time, and with our back end looking like it is right now, it's just really unfortunate. Michael is too important for us on the ice for him to take himself out of that game. He said the Storm didn't have much going, at all, for much of the game. They deserve all the credit. They were smarter than we were, they outworked us and we found a way, Burnett said. Sometimes it's easy to play when you're down 3-1. You can play a little looser. Guelph scored twice on the power play in the third, and one of the other goals came just after a penalty to Sarnia had expired. All three of the Sting's goals came with the man advantage. Guelph is in Kitchener Sunday afternoon. Next home game is Friday, March 25, also against Kitchener.